Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
43-year-old Igor Dushenko, an analyst considered the primary researcher of the Steele dossier, was arrested Thursday by federal authorities. The Russian citizen and Virginia resident was charged with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation also charged Hillary Clinton's former campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, over the summer in an indictment alleging he lied to federal authorities in September of 2016. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on the partisan Democrat-led social spending bill and the bipartisan infrastructure bill. A senior Democratic aide said on Thursday the bipartisan bill has already been approved by the Senate, but not put to a vote yet by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In a scene described as chaos, a group of far-left environmental activists swarmed Senator Joe Manchin as he went from his D.C. houseboat to his car Thursday morning and attempted to prevent him from leaving a parking garage. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Americans are still looking for answers on where COVID-19 originated.
There has yet to be a definitive determination as to where the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated. Some suggest it was transferred from bats to humans in a wet market in Wuhan, China, while others claim it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's no doubt in his mind where it originated from.
Most of the evidence now points towards that this pandemic that killed 5 million people around the world came from a lab in Wuhan. It came because they're doing experiments where they combine viruses and then they measure to see if they're more infective or more dangerous. Well, that was happening. The NIH has admitted it.
A declassified U.S. intelligence report indicated that both origins could be possible. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A woman has been sentenced to 60 days in jail for her part on January 6th.
A Texas woman who entered the Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection and later tweeted she wouldn't go to jail was sentenced to 2 months in prison. Jennifer Lee Ryan, a 51-year-old real estate broker from Frisco, Texas, was also charged a $1,000 fine as well as $500 in restitution to the architect of the Capitol. She pled guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. She surrendered a few days after the riots to federal investigators who also searched her home. On the day of the riots, she shared a video saying she and her group traveled to Washington, D.C. to storm the Capitol. Ryan said in a television interview that she believed she was following the wishes of former President Trump. She said, "I was following what we were called to do. He asked us to fly there. He asked us to be there." Ryan's PayPal account was closed in January after she tried to solicit donations to cover her legal fees and business losses. During the FBI investigation, she tweeted, "Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, and a great future. I'm not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade, but I did nothing wrong." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA has ruled out a weekend launch for a SpaceX crew carrying four astronauts to the International Space Station. Bad weather is to blame for the Crew 3 flight delay. Now move to Monday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour. How are you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Oh, what a night it was, right?
Oh, what a night, like the old song says, huh? Very exciting, exciting, Bill.
Exactly. I think conservatism may have been reborn. Thank you very much, the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Well, the Commonwealth of Virginia, for sure. I mean, Youngkin had this huge victory. I was just asked by somebody to comment on the left has been saying, oh, this is, proves white nationalism is alive and well, and the racists were out last night, so on and so forth. What these people on the left won't do, they won't sit down for 10 seconds and realize, okay, the white bigots in Virginia elected Glenn Youngkin, governor, and then the white bigots elected a woman named Winston Sears to be lieutenant governor. She's a black woman, and then the white bigots then voted for a guy named Jason Mayaris, I think is his name, and he's Hispanic, and he's
Hispanic
attorney general. So you actually have got a rainbow coalition of conservative Republicans, one white, one black female, Hispanic male, at the three top statewide victories with the GOP, and somehow this is all indicative of white nationalism. This is a huge rejection of the left, a rejection of the socialist neo-Marxist agenda that they've been pushing. In New Jersey, you've got, it's too close to call, but the fact that we're even not sure who's going to become the next governor of New Jersey, and a man named Jack Chiarelli went to one of his rallies on Monday, which is terrific, in a town called Raritan, and he may be slightly behind now, but they've got about 175,000 of votes to count. You know, this should have been 55-45 Phil Murphy. As it is, it's you know, 49.6, 49.5, something like that at the moment. Who knows what it'll be a little bit later. But this should have been a very easy win. And the fact that he even came this close is, again, further rejection of the left, Biden, Kamala Harris, the entire agenda they've been pushing. The American people don't want it, and the sooner the Democrats figure it out, the sooner they'll get themselves back on track. And if they don't, they're going to get completely wiped out next year.
Well, going back to what you talked about in terms of the winners there in Virginia amongst the leadership, from governor down to attorney general, these are all meritorious, qualified individuals. This wasn't diversity as designed by the Democrats. The Democrats would have handpicked and put them in that position. But here you have the Commonwealth with their own intellect and their ability to vote freely and fairly, you know, based on merit, based on clear ability of these three people. This is their choice. I mean, not something that was manufactured by social media, by the American corporate oligarchy. This was we the people voting in diversity, which I thought, you know, the bottom line of all this, DeRoy, is that maybe it put a dagger in the heart of the race card that the Democrats keep wanting to throw out.
Well, I sure hope it does do that. You know, they can't seem to let it go. But, I mean, it just gets more and more ridiculous, more and more useless. And it's both the diversity hire concept you mentioned, as well as this whole critical race theory business where you've got – I heard a story about a little girl, I think maybe first, second grade, came home, white little girl, came home crying. And her mom said, "What's the matter, honey?" And she said, "Well, yeah, I heard at school, because I'm white, I'm a bad person." You know, we don't need this. I mean, my God.
Yes.
What did this poor little, I don't know, 7-8-year-old little girl do to anybody?
Exactly.
And what is so sad about the left's attitude, you know, it used to be back in the 70s, the slogan was black is beautiful. Celebrate black talent. Celebrate black excellence in education, in the arts, in business, whatever it is, and let's all feel good about the contributions black people make to America. That's wonderful. No, it has to be drag down white people, attack white people, attack white children as neo-slaveholders, et cetera, and just get us all pinned against each other, which is what the left
exactly
really wants, is not economic class warfare, but basically race warfare, going back to Marx and Engels.
Exactly.
Switched it into cultural and racial Marxism. And this is – it will just lead to total balkanization. And, you know, this is the road for Rwanda. And I think we may have gotten off of it, and hopefully we will blow up the bridges and just run that road right just into the ground.
You know, DeRoy, I was asked about this, and this was my thought, is that, you know, we send our kids to school and hope to God they're not bullied. We know bullying still takes place. I mean, that's an issue on schoolyards across the country. We still deal with that. That's one thing. But because of CRT and because of what's been happening with school boards and how weaponized they've become, it is the teachers that are bullying our kids. You know, your case in point, this story you're talking about with this little girl. I mean, what is going on? And you and I have talked about this before, is that we have more mixed, you know, racial marriages in the history of America. And so how do you tell these kids that one of your parents is bad because they're, you know, they're white, and the other one's good because they're black, and here's this child, you know, that is a mix? I mean, who are they supposed to identify with?
Exactly. You know, I guess what you love one parent and hate the other. Is that how this
I get
goes?
It. Yeah.
I mean, it's just astonishing. And look, this stuff would be bad enough if these kids were able to put sentences together and knew their math and understood their history and could do some science. And as it is, they're not learning this stuff anyway. So they're not getting
yes.
the learning they should. And they're getting their heads basically pumped full of social cyanide. And it
right.
needs to stop. And I'm hoping that after this, people will stand up to the left and say, back off. Go away, go to hell, and hopefully this will be these people just crawl back under the rocks from which they erupted.
Well, we'll talk about meritocracy. How can we allow the school boards and schools across the country to be, you know, miseducating our children? I mean, how do you, with all the money that we're investing, I would think that you'd lose a little bit of pride along the way as a professional teacher in saying, well, the best you can do in America is rank 27th, you know, against all the other nations in the country. I mean, how mediocre is that? I mean, just like you would like to say, yeah, we didn't win the World Series, but, you know, we did play on the ball fields, you know, but we didn't win. You know?
We made it to the parking lot. Yay. Yeah, what a rally, right? We're 27, yay, America comes in number 27. And, of course, the response is, well, we haven't spent enough money yet. And, of course, we throw more and more money in education, and the results still continue to go down, down, down. It really is astonishing, and people have just got to demand better than this. I mean, it's not just an embarrassment. It weakens our economy. It weakens our potential as a society. When you have people who just, I think years ago, they discovered that a majority of high school graduates, I believe, could not a majority, that's too high, I'm sorry. I think it was about 19 or 20% of high school seniors, I believe, couldn't find the United States on a map of the world. I mean, it just goes downhill from there.
And for the lost time that we had because of COVID, I mean, we've got to sear this up really quick and really make every, every bit of our educational investment count here. And it's not brain surgery. You just have to look at it in the interest of the child and really be able to measure, you know, what is going on and how we're moving the proper needle here in the education of our children. We just cannot accept mediocrity. And I can't believe as a teacher, and I came from a family of teachers. This is heartbreaking to them to look back and say, well, this is not the way we participated in education during our era. This is really out of control. All right, go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Welcome back,
America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. For sure, DeRoy, what Virginia may have done for all of the country, and we can thank the mama bears and the papa bears who were very aggressive at the school boards, and I say very aggressive, they confronted what needed to be confronted. Even at the threats and the cooling down by a Justice Department, which clearly overstepped their bounds, and they were exposed big time. I mean, A.G. Garland, how embarrassed is he? Or maybe he just doesn't care. But to me, watching him squirm in the seat was a bit of justification. But hopefully, he and others would learn that you can't take away the responsibilities of parents to be interested in the education of their children. It cost Terry McAuliffe the governorship, without a doubt.
I think it did, and I hope Democrats get that message. I think Tucker Carlson puts it very well. They don't love your kids any more than you do. Politicians don't love their kids any more than mom and dad, you know, the parents do. And that's a pretty clear lesson these people ought to learn. And the notion that parents don't have a right to be involved in the education of their children, they need to back off and shut up, or the FBI will come in and investigate them under and apply the Patriot Act and prosecute them as domestic terrorists. I mean, this is like something out of a horrifying George Orwell dystopian novel or something like this. There is a real totalitarian streak to Joe Biden and his administration, which is truly disturbing. I remember these people said, oh, Trump is such a bully. He's so mean. Can you think of anything more bullish and mean than sicking the FBI on parents who just want to go before school boards and ask questions about the curriculum that their students are being exposed to, and are their kids safe, and are they covering up things like the rape of a 9-year-old,
exactly,
I think a ninth grade a girl in Loudoun County, Virginia. That's one of the things that's a big issue down there, and there was a boy, I think a 14-year-old, who went in and raped this 15-year-old, walked into the girls' room wearing a skirt, and I guess he was gender fluid, so they didn't want to make him uncomfortable. And guess what? He rapes this little girl. Then he gets transferred to another school, and he does it again, and then they cover it up, and they don't tell the police. I mean, again, this is like something out of, outtakes of an FX, a true crime story or something like this. And this is the Democratic Party today. This is the left today. These people, I think they just want control. They want to push their wacky transgender agenda. And if if little kids don't learn and they get raped along the way, well, that's just their problem. And they need to deal with that. That's basically been their attitude.
Well, and like you said, and very succinctly, is that, and I think we saw a little bit of this occur in Virginia, where Democrats are waking up and seeing their party, and they're not voting for them anymore. And that's what you said. Why is it, with the policies that are so debilitating, what they've done and what Joe Biden has demonstrated in, 9 months? It took all the great stuff that we were enjoying. Yes, I mean, COVID aside, but still, energy independence. Now we're begging Russia and Saudi Arabia for oil. Are you kidding me? I mean, open borders. And then, that's not enough. How about if we pay them $450,000 for those people that broke the law, the illegal migrants who came across our border? They violated, they broke our law, but because they were separated from their kids, who we don't even know for sure, because there's not even a DNA test to even confirm that it was their children. We're going to pay them $450,000, which is more money than we pay our military soldiers for dying on the battlefield to save our freedom and save our country. This is absurd.
You know, when I see these ideas, Bill, I kind of feel like we're watching an SNL sketch version of left-wing Democrat White House and Congress. Okay, yeah, let's get $450,000 to the people who came across the border as illegal aliens. And, of course, the audience laughs and cheers because it's all a comedy sketch. No, it's not a comedy sketch. This is for real. It's unbelievable. These people were not invited. They didn't have visas. These people broke into our country. And then the response is, you got separated from your family. Why? Because you decided to break the law and jump across our borders. And we're not going to reward you with a hot meal or maybe a bath or a good night's sleep in a hotel. We're going to give you $450,000 each.
Yes.
So if you have a family with three kids, you're talking over $1 million. I mean, this is staggering. And a friend of mine told me, the people probably should be most upset about this are black folks. You know, there's a whole debate about reparations and should we get reparations and all that. And, you know, a lot of black folks think we ought to get reparations. I disagree with that, but that's a popular view. And you're looking around and saying, okay, no reparations for black people, but we're going to give $450,000 to each person who breaks in across the country, breaks across the border and under the Trump zero tolerance policy. I mean, unbelievable. And
yeah,
it is just people hear this in other countries. They think, hey, come running. I want my $450K. It's just mind-blowing. Mm. And how these people think that this is going to be popular around the country, I think it shows how completely detached from reality they are.
Well, and the other narrative that is a joke waiting to happen, or at least somebody to say, well, you know, that's, well, it's not even a joke, it's not even funny, is Colin Kaepernick, you know, presenting, you know, help me deal with this.
Yeah, this is a statement. I guess he's done a Netflix series or something like this where he compares the NFL draft, I believe it is, to a slave auction, and the NFL is really like slavery. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, it's just like slavery, except that, let's see, the slaves didn't make any money, and
I was going to say,
on boats against their will at gunpoint, and then a lot of them died in the coming across the Atlantic. And let's see, in the NFL, people volunteer to be in the NFL, and they get paid millions of dollars to do something that they love. Yeah, other than that, it's just like slavery.
It is. It's a ripe for SNL. And how he continues to be given place, I mean, this is unbelievable. And, of course, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was Joe Biden overseas.
Oh, boy.
What? I was looking at the one picture, and, you know, he was late to show up to the party there, you know, at the G20, and he's off to the side. I mean, he's not even featured in the middle, which Donald Trump, if you remember, Donald Trump elbowed his way to the front. I mean, America is not going to be put in the back seat, you know, kind of deal. It's like, hey, you can't tell baby what to do here, you know, but Joe Biden is left off at the corner, and it's just kind of embarrassing, but indicative of America's lack of standing overseas. But yet they want to tell us that, oh, it was absolutely successful. And you go, okay, well, where were the deliverables? I mean, because that's the question they always ask, right?
Well, you know, you're right. This thing was such a mess. You know, Sleepy Joe living up to his, or down to that that nickname, falling asleep at that conference during, I think it was one of the open speeches in Glasgow.
On climate, yeah, by the way.
The most desperate and urgent crisis facing us. If we don't get it right, we're all going to die in 5 years,
right,
10 years, and yet he's fast asleep as this is going on. And then he's showing his commitment to fighting CO2 by cruising around an 85-car motorcade. And again, you'd think, even if, putting aside the sort of CO2 hypocrisy of it, you think somebody would say, Mr. President, this doesn't look very good. Can we maybe get it down to 20 cars? Or here's an idea. What if we get you, Boris Johnson, Angela Merkel, all the crews around the same car together, like a, you know, security van, and you guys can chat there as friends and allies, and or maybe get the French in with the British and try to restore the relations, because after Afghanistan, we had the big mess with the Brits, and then we had the submarine deal, which led the French ambassador to be recalled to Paris. First time the French have recalled their ambassador from D.C. in U.S. history. So maybe if the three of them cruise around in an electric van together, that would look good. No, nothing like that. Put him in a van with 85, rather put him in the motorcade with 85 cars, and everyone instantly sees the hypocrisy, and that becomes a problem. I mean, these people, from a substance standpoint, they get it wrong, and from a style standpoint, they get it wrong.
I don't know how they last. I really don't. I had said this going into the 2020, but we didn't know they were going to cheat so blatantly. But they were able to get away with it. But they're paying the price. It's the old, Pennzoil commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is that if you pay later, it's much more complicated and much more expensive. And it looks like this is what's going to happen to the Democratic Party, DeRoy.
Well, it sure looks that way, and I just heard now, you think maybe they learned their lesson and said, okay, let's dial back on the socialism. Apparently, the Nancy Pelosi is going full steam ahead. She still wants this massive spending bill with the brand new entitlements and all the regulations and the massive spending and borrowing and all that, and maybe they've learned nothing, and if they haven't, then they're just really going to wipe themselves out. They're just going to get clocked next year, and I don't object to that. I'm just concerned about how much damage they can do between now and then.
Well, let's go, Brandon. Why not?
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go.
The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch, has been with us. DeRoy, as always, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate it.
As well, Bill. Thanks very much.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
43-year-old Igor Dushenko, an analyst considered the primary researcher of the Steele dossier, was arrested Thursday by federal authorities. The Russian citizen and Virginia resident was charged with five counts of making false statements to the FBI. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation also charged Hillary Clinton's former campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, over the summer in an indictment alleging he lied to federal authorities in September of 2016. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on the partisan Democrat-led social spending bill and the bipartisan infrastructure bill. A senior Democratic aide said on Thursday the bipartisan bill has already been approved by the Senate, but not put to a vote yet by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In a scene described as chaos, a group of far-left environmental activists swarmed Senator Joe Manchin as he went from his D.C. houseboat to his car Thursday morning and attempted to prevent him from leaving a parking garage. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you get all the information and the host archive, the entire archive of all these great interviews. No 8-second sound bites. I mean, we're able to get into the topics in a way that educates you and hopefully makes you all the more intelligent. That's what this is all about. Joe Flynn joins us now. He is a serial healthcare IT entrepreneur, also the youngest of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's eight siblings, and for the past 3.5 years has been the co-trustee and official spokesperson for the Mike Flynn Legal Defense Fund. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, sir. Nice to meet you as well.
Well, I did meet the general several weeks ago down in Miami, and we keep crossing our paths, and I know sooner or later we're going to have a chance to go one-on-one and be able to, you know, get into detail. But, you know, I will tell you, I just so appreciate what the general has done in service to our country. I am disdained like a majority of Americans for the way he's been treated, the way your family has been treated. He has been a man of honor, and we're just grateful to have General Flynn as a fellow patriot.
Well, thanks for saying that. That's very nice of you. We always say this, you know, we're a
we're kind of a tough bunch, our family. We're nine kids, and we grew up, you know, in a little bit of a rough Irish Catholic neighborhood. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, don't feel sorry for us because we're fighters. Yes. Actually, what we should, with what happened to General Flynn, really, we always tell people, feel sorry for the country. Because what the country got dragged through in the early years of the Trump presidency, and frankly, throughout the Trump presidency, and leading into the, you know, the current debacle we have in the White House, is really what we should feel sorry for. And instead of, and more importantly, instead of feeling sorry, we need to get on our feet and fight hard for our freedom and for our constitutional rights.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is what the general has done all his life. I mean, protected, right. Defended. He took the oath that all of us who were in service to the country had taken. And amazing what they did to him. And, of course, I had other friends that the FBI had hotboxed and forced them into, supposed signed admission to things that they didn't do. One friend, Jerome Corsi, as a matter of fact, just told them, I can't sign that, because that would be a lie. And and they didn't know what to do about it. But in this case, with the general, he got hotboxed and cornered and threatened, and it's disgusting what they did. But, you know, this is what happens when government is politicized. The very thing that Hillary Clinton had suggested could happen to her, but, you know, and it was amazing when she said that. I said, that came out of nowhere. What is she forecasting here? Well, she was forecasting something that she did know that was going to be, perpetrated upon anybody that supported Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, General Flynn's plea deal was given under duress when they threatened to indict his son for nothing whatsoever. But, you know, when you're faced with having your son who worked for you, you know, right. Just because he worked for you and just because he's your son, go to prison right after he had his first baby, it was a very difficult time for General Flynn.
Exactly.
At the time, we had pretty weak counsel until Sidney Powell, of course, came into our lives, and then things changed forever for the good. She just did an amazing job. But, you know, it's interesting as it relates to situations, any kind of, let's say white collar situation, politically related situation that gets prosecuted in the District of Columbia. If you are a Republican and certainly a Trump supporting Republican, you really don't have a chance in hell with either the judges or the juries down there. Roger Stone's case was a great example of that, where the judge and General Flynn, too, both of those judges became basically activists versus judges. And that's a bigger crime, actually, than anything else.
Well, Joe, look at those patriots who went to the Capitol on January the 6th. I mean, being held without due process in solitary confinement. I mean, they're just being in cold storage there, disgustingly. I mean, they're political prisoners. I mean, in America, I mean, who would have thought that we would have in the 21st century political prisoners in the United States of America?
And many of these people have not been charged with any crimes at all. Those that have been charged with crimes have been, the biggest one has been trespassing. It hasn't been sedition. I think that January 6th was a very unfortunate day. I wish that it never happened. I wish that they hadn't, people hadn't been led into that building or followed people into that building. It was a huge mistake. But what these people are going through in the court system in D.C. is an outrage. It makes us look like the Soviet Union, or, back when we were kids. It's just unbelievable that in our lifetime, you and I would see something like this.
Yeah. And this congressional investigation, Joe, what do you make of it? Are we really going to get down to the bottom of actually what happened, or is this just a bunch of more, scaremongering, fear ginning up by the Democrats?
The Democrats are going to connect lines that aren't really connectable, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to connect Trump to people who walked into the Capitol building, which Trump had nothing to do with. Bannon had nothing to do with. Mark Meadows had nothing to do with. What President Trump was doing at that time, absolutely, he was pressuring his vice president to make a strong decision, which I believe personally was the right decision, to kick back some of these votes, or I guess electors, to the states where there were big problems, and there were six or seven states that had huge problems, and Say, okay, you guys have 2 weeks to clean this up and force the AGs and force the courts and force the executives and legislators in those states to fix those issues in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, and Maricopa. The vice president, unfortunately, didn't do that. Trump was 100% in his right to question and ask for that. As for people walking into the Capitol building, they made a mistake trespassing on government property. But none of them expected to be treated the way they're being treated. So, you know, the left wants to make it look like it was 9/11 or some nonsense like that. When it was an unfortunate, let's say, demonstration that got out of hand, some people did some stupid things that I'm sure they regret. But, you know, we're going to move on from this. The January 6th Commission is going to be a nothing burger because they really have nothing to find. I mean, people were 100% within their rights to be questioning the integrity of the election, just like the Democrats did when Trump won, and they said the Russians hacked into our election system, and that's why Trump won.
Yeah, and we spent $70 million and how many attorneys in almost, 3.5 years investigating all that. And, they came up with bupkis. And, and we had to endure an impeachment along the way as well. I mean, this is, subsequently two impeachments because the second one came as a result of January the 6th. This supposed insurrection, which the FBI had to come back and they released a report here, several months back that, there was no insurrection. And Donald Trump was not responsible. But, you know, that headline got buried really quick, right?
Yeah, I think this is a great example, though, of the Democrats overplaying their hand in a big way, and that's why they got their rear end handed to them last night in Virginia and in local elections in Pennsylvania, Long Island. And now this situation playing out in New Jersey, which surprised the hell out of everybody.
So exactly.
What's happened here is the left and the media have way overplayed their hand in a lot of different areas. Certainly the Biden administration has overplayed its hand by, you know, weaponizing the Department of Justice to go after parents, as one example. But the media and the left have really overplayed their hand, and it's coming back to bite them in the rear end. And today's, you know, a really great example of how that's playing out right now.
Well, and people are realizing that the left is lying through their teeth so blatantly. I mean, here you had Terry McAuliffe, you know, telling people straight out that Virginia was not teaching CRT, but yet in all their educational manuals and everything, it showed that they were teaching CRT. So it's like, wait, why do you have to lie about that sort of stuff?
Well, because he knows that it's going to take away votes, right? I mean, what the Democrats and the left are very good at, which us on the conservative side are terrible at, is that they keep in line across the board with the narrative. So these
without a doubt.
Okay, and that's what's happening across the country.
Exactly.
And that's how
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break real quick. We've got more from Joe Flynn after this. Stay with us.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it.
That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Great to have you with us. Our conversation with Joe Flynn continues. Serial healthcare IT entrepreneur, the youngest of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's eight siblings. For the past 3.5 years, has been a co-trustee and official spokesperson for the Mike Flynn Legal Defense Fund. I wanted to get back and talk about, voter fraud. Of course, the big thing that came out of the 2020 elections. Even Joe Biden the other day was insisting that he got 81 million votes, but yet there's still so many questions out there. I'm often asked, Joe, do you believe that it was a legitimate election, that the findings were legitimate? And I said, well, to be honest with you, I don't know. And a lot of Americans don't know. And few people seem to be interested in finding out. But it's interesting now that we've got two books coming out about voter fraud from very reputable entities. We've got John Fund and the co-author Hans von Spakovsky, a noted American attorney, former member of the Federal Election Commission, writing a book on voter fraud and what happened in 2020. Molly Hemingway's Rigged, her book that's coming out also, it is really bringing back into the public discourse an ability for us to have that conversation, because we've been shut down and told that whether it's Chris Wallace or anybody on television, which amazes me that they're so insistent that there was no voter fraud and this was a legitimate, free and fair election, when the evidence just seems to be so blatant and so obvious that this election was rigged.
I want to add one more author. That's Dr. Patrick Byrne in his Deep Rig book, as well as the Deep Rig documentary that I was involved in. You can find that on the AmericaProject.com website. I'm a board member of the America Project. I work very closely with Patrick. I do not believe that the 2020 presidential election was free and fair election. I believe there was massive fraud at an industrial scale perpetrated on primarily nationwide, but certainly concentrated in six counties within the swing states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, where there were massive numerical anomalies. The audit that was just done in Maricopa, if you were paying attention, watched the hearing and saw the results, and subsequently the canvassing that went with that, you would see that the election was very clearly manipulated and stolen in Maricopa County, the fourth largest county in the United States, in a swing state like Arizona, which Trump only lost by 10,000 votes. So the situation that set up this fraud was the pandemic and the problems that everyone knew were going to be caused by mail-in ballots. There was a study done by President Carter, I think somebody else, back in 2005 about the opportunity for massive fraud with mail-in ballots. That's exactly what happened. That information is going to come to light. It's taking longer than we'd like. But I do think that the results of the Maricopa County audit have now resulted in that the Attorney General is launching a criminal investigation. And I think we're gonna see a lot of rats start to scurry now. And I tweeted out this morning, I think it's going to be a very long winter for the left.
Exactly.
And the big lie gets debunked.
Well, and as you say, Joe, this is stuff that happens at the local level, and it will impact the nation, rightfully so, because we cannot live in a country where you cannot trust in the election process. Frankly, I mean, a lot of people thought that they were real concerned about Virginia, but it seemed like the Republican Party did a better job in protecting the integrity, and I'm sure we're probably going to find out after the fact, and we'll see, you know, in New Jersey as well, but, you know, I'm glad that they're taking this seriously and looking at it. But, you know, people who have been thinking that, well, the federal government is going to do something about it, well, they move too slowly. It's got to happen at the local level. That's why we can't federalize our election process, right?
Not if we're going to continue to be a constitutional republic. We cannot do that.
Yes.
The federal government was never set up to run local elections in counties and states across the country. So, no, I mean, we have to. I mean, I got to tell you right now, it's interesting. I was talking to General Flynn yesterday about this. You know, we're a Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema away from losing the republic forever. We have to thank God that there's still ambitious politicians like those two who actually listen to their constituencies more than they listen to their party.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for that, and I hope to God someone's protecting them, because we have more years of this. You know, H.R. 1 would have been shoved down everyone's throats, and the country would effectively be over at that point. That's what they were absolutely planning on by stealing this election. They were planning on getting Manchin and Sinema and any Democrat who was, you know, kind of moderate in line, and they were gonna roll us quickly. But thank God for both of them, and thank God for the American people who are out there standing up and fighting every day, because we're going to get this back. They're on their heels now. We can't let our foot off the gas pedal. You know, we got to keep our foot on the gas pedal.
Yeah, and to your point, we've got to thank the mama bears and papa bears in Virginia and across the country that have been in front of these, you know, these school boards and saying, hell no, you're not going to indoctrinate my kids. You're not going to force them into something that is not approved by we, the parents, you know.
Right.
And so this has been a glaring example, and I believe an encouragement, you know, for freedom-loving Americans and leaders of this country to step up and, you know, if they haven't found their backbone, maybe they will now, hopefully.
I think they're finding it. You know, it's interesting. I had an interview earlier, and I got into this discussion about, you know, there were two good things came out of the fake pandemic. Number one, parents started to see in real time what their kids were being taught in school as they watched the interaction between student and parent on their computers, and they're hearing things like and going, whoa, I got to get more involved in this. I can't believe what I'm hearing. The second thing is people are seeing just how tyrannical the Democrat left can and wants to be in taking away people's rights by forcing mandates on companies, on federal employees and others, and people and state and municipal people losing their jobs. And people are standing up to that thing. We're really not going to take this. We're going to fight back. There's a lot of brave people out there doing that.
Exactly.
I really hope if we take the House and Senate back in 2022, and for the first time in a long time, the Republican Party will have the spine to stand up to these tyrants. and push back very, very hard on this. That remains to be seen. I'm not a big fan of the Republican establishment. I think the Republican establishment is equally to blame, if not more to blame, for the problems we have today.
Well, that's why they needed a true chief executive officer like Donald Trump. And instead of rejecting him, they needed to embrace him. I mean, because look at the success of his presidency with his hands tied behind his back, what he was able to do in terms of energy independence, sealing our border, holding back Iran, keeping China in check, for Middle East peace negotiations with the Arabs, Arab nations, and Israel, historic peace negotiations that would have been sealed had Donald Trump been reelected. But I guess the American people said, well, low unemployment and cheap gas and closed borders. Nah, let's open the borders. Let's pay him $450,000. Let's just, you know, and let inflation run amok. You know, that's a better America, you know, is the way they saw it, I guess.
Yeah, so that's not the way they saw it, and that's why Donald Trump won the election in 2020. You know, nobody voted for that kind of nonsense. Nobody voted for a guy. 81 million people did not vote for a guy that was in his basement during most of the campaign, that can't strum two sentences together, has been a political hack for a better part of 40, 50 years, never had a real job in his life. I mean, you know, it's just not possible. And they know that. The left knows that. They basically admitted it in their Time magazine article where they kind of flouted it. But all those actions and all, maybe, you know, God was, you know, once again testing us by saying, hey, you guys, you know, I'm going to wreak havoc here for 4 years so you can really realize what it is that you need to fight for long term.
Exactly.
I hope that's the case. Because I think people,
well, it seems, I think that seems to be the indication. Not so much that God rigged it; he just let it happen, and just you know,
show us.
You go, okay, if this is what you want, go ahead and choke on it. And how does that taste? And it took the American people 9 months to figure this out. Joe Flynn, I did want to. We've got about a minute and a half left here. Also address NIH's funding of gain of function research of coronavirus, which of course the infamous God of the COVID. COVID-19 realm, the one and only Fauci, Anthony Fauci, has insisted they had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, they're now running scared because they're, you know, there's enough information internally there at the FDA that if somebody launches a FOIA, and people are launching FOIAs all the time on this,
exactly,
they're going to find this out. So they're coming out with the information, and really what's happening is they're going to throw Fauci and God and Francis Collins under the bus. They funded this research going back, I think, Judy Moskowitz was involved in 2012, 2014.
Yes, exactly.
And then when they found out it was illegal, they laundered it. They took it out of Research Triangle Park and laundered it to the Chinese at the Wuhan Virology Lab. And so that's all going to come out now. There's a lot of action being taken in the courts towards this right now. It's going to blow the doors wide open, I think it'll embolden people to go after it. The only thing that I worry about is not so much that the information is going to come out. It kind of already has come out. Mm-hmm. What I worry about is that the courts are very weak. The judges are very weak. Our Supreme Court, even with Trump's appointees, is extremely weak. And that, unfortunately, whatever suits or information comes out dies in the courts because we have a weak judiciary in the country, which also became apparent during election integrity.
Exactly. Well, Joe Flynn, we got to leave it there. Cannot thank you enough for the time. We appreciate the insight. He is a board member with the American Project. AmericanProject.com is where you want to go for more information. Joe Flynn, thank you for being with us. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank
Take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.